Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're going to talk with, the writer. We're going to talk with the writer. And I call him that because he is the biggest writer at the biggest website of its type, which makes him the biggest writer in the gun culture, in the gun space in the world. And he does cover every aspect of it. Joining me again from beautiful Yuma, Arizona. From the very confused state of Arizona, apparently, but well, that's a conversation for another day, is writer Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Yes, that is a conversation for another day. We've got a bunch of lawsuits going on, but let's take it for another day.
Yeah, I'm still waiting. Have they called for the governorship yet?
Yes, they have. The election has been certified, and the person who was running the election, surprise, has won the governorship. Yeah.
That's the new thing, though. You can get out and not debate and not campaign and still win. It happened for the president.
Yeah, exactly. So.
But anyway.
There we are.
Let's get to it. Let's talk about 38-year-old Kenneth Kranesky.
Yes. This is one of a number of cases we see. There's a significant percentage of self-defense cases that involve what I would call domestic defense. They're domestic situations, often love triangles, sometimes domestic abuse. In this case, there's an estranged husband, 38-year-old Kenneth Kranesky. And we don't know what happened before. We don't know what kind of dispute was between the husband and wife. We don't know anything. That. All we know is that it's a domestic situation because he is an estranged husband. And that means that he and the wife apparently are separated, at odds. They don't tell us any more than that. But what we know is that about 4 p.m. on November 20th, he found somehow an apartment with the wife, and her current lover were inside and apparently accosted them by knocking on the door, yelling, screaming. We don't know. There's nothing that indicates that he broke into the apartment. So it appears like he got the attention of the couple inside, and one of them may have allowed him into the apartment. And what happened, because they don't say anything about breaking in, and the man of the couple, who did not know this husband, was attacked by the estranged husband. And we just see this commonly. It's just part of human nature that when men are in a dispute about a woman, logic and reason tends to go out the window. And the estranged husband, Kranesky, had a baseball bat and started beating on the man in his own apartment, in the man's apartment. So what happened was is that the man manages to get away from the beatdown with the baseball bat and accesses a shotgun and shoots the estranged husband, and the estranged husband, Krainsky, dies. And they say, the police say, that it appears to be self-defense, which it is. They do not mention whether the lover in this case, the guy who had the shotgun, knew that the woman he was in a relationship with was married or not. Now, I'm getting, you know, 7 decades on now. So I have seen a lot of situations where women don't necessarily let the person they're getting involved with know they are married. I don't know if that was the case in this situation, but because the police took it upon themselves to mention that the man who did the shooting in this case did not know the husband, that seems like kind of a broad hint that maybe he did not know the woman he was with was married. And maybe somebody will correct me on that. Now, this is in California. It's, It's, I think, in the northern part of California. And it was at an apartment. And the reporter said that the shotgun was legally owned. Almost all the guns in the United States are legally owned. I mean, I don't know how many people that are in the U.S. that are not allowed to own guns. It's probably, a couple million, 3-4 million, maybe more.
Right.
But that leaves like 300 million plus that legally can own guns around there. I mean, in some states, people who are under 18 are not allowed to own a gun legally. There's only a couple. And I think it's, in most of them, they have an exception for 16-year-olds for rifles and shotguns. So there's very, very few illegally owned guns in the United States as a percentage. I would be pretty sure that over 95% of guns out there are legally owned. Because the Constitution says you have a right to own guns, so it's hard to legally make them illegal to own. So what we happened is a domestic dispute. Husband gets in an altercation with the lover, starts beating on the lover with a baseball bat. The lover accesses the shotgun and shoots the estranged husband. Better than getting killed, but not a great situation all around.
Yeah, the guy that had to do the shooting, he's sort of a victim of circumstance, isn't he?
I would say so, yeah. I mean, I'll bet that if he had a choice, he'd rather not have had to go through this horrible situation.
And this happened in California?
Yes, it did.
Now, in California, well, you know what? I don't have time to. I can ask you the question. I'm going to ask you the question, and then we'll finish it on the other side. In California, what are the? I know that there's about five things that just about happens everywhere as far as self-defense and the expectation of it being a legal thing. I don't know what it is in California. Do they have a duty to retreat? Do they have do they have anything where self-defense is actually looked upon in a decent fashion or anything like that, but you can answer that on the other side. This article is the latest article printed at Ammoland that is Dean's, Ammoland.com. Ammoland, of course, is the biggest website of its type on the planet. They had an Alexa rating. They were in the top 1,000 on the planet at one time. I don't know where they are today, but they definitely rank right up there. And Dean, of course, being the most prolific writer and the one that the most, he writes about everything within the culture. Everything. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Uh-huh.
years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
TheGuns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking with Dean Weingarten, and we were talking about this article, this domestic dispute article that is the latest article that printed at Amaland.com. Do we know what are the
provisions? I know some of it.
Okay, tell me about the provisions for self-defense in California.
I'm going to put a caveat out there. California changes their laws about defense and firearms very rapidly, and the laws there are extremely complex. And sometimes they're difficult to figure out because they may seem to contradict each other. But my understanding is that California has a very strong castle doctrine in law based on court findings. You won't find a statute that says you can defend yourself in your home and you can use deadly force. But based on numerous court findings in your own home, you have the ability to defend yourself and you are presumed to be operating correctly if your own home using deadly force to defend yourself from a home invader. Somebody is not legally there. So they have a pretty strong castle doctrine in the home. Now, I don't believe they have a stand your ground doctrine like in Florida and a great many other states. I do believe they expect you to retreat if you're outside your home. So that's the best I can give you. With the caveat, I'm not a lawyer. I don't practice being a lawyer in California, and
right.
California is changing their laws all the time.
All the time. Okay, I'm just curious about that. Now, the biggest problem that I see with this, I'm going to presume this guy. If you're in the middle of being attacked, right? Do they still think you have a duty to retreat?
Not in your own home.
Okay.
And if you're outside, almost all the states that have a duty to retreat say that it's only a duty to retreat if you can do so safely. So if you're in the middle of being attacked, you probably don't have that option.
Right. Well, I mean, the other thing I wonder about is, what about people that are older, or what about people that are disabled? What are the rules?
You make a good point.
Yeah.
I would say that with a good lawyer, you're probably all right, because they'll say, you knew you couldn't run away from this guy. You're 76 years old, and your speed, fastest speed on a good day is 6 miles an hour.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was just wondering about that. Whenever something like this happens in California, let's see. What am I thinking about? There's something right now in New York. There is a case going on where a woman was stopped. Her last name, I believe, is Castillo. She was driving around, and she inadvertently drove into a BLM protest in 2020.
Oh, yeah. I've heard something about this case.
Yeah, and so they started attacking her. Now, Masada Yub has told me that if somebody's beating on your sheet metal on your car, well, you can't just start shooting at them through the glass. But if they start coming at you through the windshield and they're trying to get to you, now you can go after them like they're attacking you personally.
That actually makes sense.
Yeah. So, this was happening to this woman and her daughter. She had her 29-year-old daughter in the car. And so, like Sam Kinison would have advised her to do, she stepped on the gas and ran 9 of them over. And now, because this happened in Manhattan, she's on trial. And they keep trying to cut her a deal and everything. And so I guess at least in New York, which I don't know how germane it is to the conversation about California, but at least in New York, you're not allowed to be in your car. And I don't know how you're supposed to. I mean, do you jump out of your
car
and run away?
Get out of the situation.
Yeah.
If I were her, and maybe she is, saying I was trying to retreat from the situation.
Well, what she's trying to do now, she's trying to get a jury trial. Because they keep offering her plea deal. She hasn't actually gone to trial, but there's been, I think she just turned down her second plea deal where they're, you know, they're, she's up for something that could get her 7 years in jail, but they're wanting to just have her in jail for 6 days and to take some class or some nonsense and all that stuff, you know.
Sounds like they're afraid of what the verdict might be in a jury trial.
Well, you know, and here's the thing. She is an older lady, which she was already in. She was in a disparity of force position if she was Mike Tyson at that particular moment because of how many people she was facing. And she definitely was in a disparity of force situation in her particular circumstance. So,
how many of the people who are beating down the car have been arrested?
I guess none.
Oh, gee, huh? That's weird.
They're actually appearing in court with her. They're witnesses against her.
Any video of this?
I have not seen any video, but that doesn't mean there's none that exists. I just haven't seen it. But
in a city, it's unusual not to have any video.
That's what you would think. You would think that somebody threw up their phone because everybody's always throwing up their phone to see something.
Yeah.
Probably somebody did get some video, but because it...
Maybe they don't. Might be too exculpatory. They don't want it out there.
Something. In any event. It's interesting to look at these cities and states where self-defense is not often practiced that we hear about it, and something doesn't happen. Now, this guy who shot Mr. Kranski, any charges brought on him? Do you know about that?
No, not that I know of, and the police... in their speaking to reporters, said that they did not expect any charges, that it was a clear self-defense case.
That's sort of odd, isn't it?
Well, it's California, but I have seen these. In your own home, you have more, it's basically a castle doctrine state. I know that sounds kind of weird for California, but that's the way it is.
So, I guess my other question would be, especially in California, after what was the guy's name? Reginald Denny.
Oh, yeah.
Do they consider the car to be a castle doctrine place as well?
That is a question I don't know the answer to.
That would be interesting to find out. You hang on for me. We're coming up on the next break. This article, like I said, this is the latest article published. The name of the article is Domestic Dispute Ends with a Strange Husband Shot in Self-Defense. You can find this at amoland.com, along with about 2,100 other plus like it. Bye, Dean. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New CDC data shows flu hospitalizations and deaths are on the rise. The health agency says hospitals are being stressed with a high number of people with other respiratory illnesses like RSV and COVID. Time is running out to ship those holiday gifts.
Holiday shopping deadlines are getting closer. FedEx says boxes sent with standard ground shipping must be received by December 14th, while UPS is directing customers to their website for an estimate on ground shipments. The post office says retail ground and first-class mail parcels and envelopes need to go out by December 17th. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden traveled to Phoenix, Arizona Tuesday to highlight his administration's effort to boost U.S. semiconductor manufacturing. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're speaking with Dean Weingarten. And here we go. Dean does one thing. I actually consider this a service because I don't think anybody else in the gun writing community does this. Dean has started and is keeping and expanding a database on engagement between humans and bears, which is very often a accidental thing. But, and a lot of it has to do with humans having to engage a bear with a handgun. And we have a fairly recent one here. And what's the deal with this one? Now, this is another doctor. I didn't know doctors were that much outdoorsy people, but I guess they can be, sure. So here's another doctor.
What we find is that with doctors, a lot of them serve in rural areas, and they tend to have pretty good incomes, and so they are able to engage in hobbies that might be a little more expensive for somebody else. So a lot of them are avid hunters and fishermen, and in this particular case, I only found out that the victim was a doctor by talking to someone at Montana, Fish, Wildlife and Parks, FWP. And there's a lot of doctors, so I don't think it gives much away for the person's identity. But they were hunting on They were hunting birds, upland game, which I personally find to be some of the most enjoyable hunting out there. For one, there's usually a significant amount of birds around, so your chances of actually getting some shooting are pretty good. And in this case, the doctor and his wife were on a block grant piece of land, which is where the wildlife or Fish, Wildlife, and Parks has made an agreement with the landowner. They'll pay the landowner so much money, and then they open it up to the public to hunt. And FWP publishes a list of these places and with maps, and so you have land available to hunt. And in this case, the game birds would usually be along the creek beds where there's more brush and cover. And the types of birds that were available in this area were pheasants and Hungarian partridge and sharp-tailed grouse. So you wouldn't know exactly what you're going to get. Now, another thing that this couple was doing is they were using bird dogs. And again, if there's something that's more enjoyable than hunting birds, upland game birds, it's hunting upland game birds with good bird dogs. It is just a joy because you get to see the expertise of that dog in action, and then you get to see how well that dog retrieves the birds, and they're much better at finding birds than humans are. So that sets the table of what was going on. So the wife and the husband both had shotguns. We know that the wife had a Benelli semi-auto 12-gauge, but unfortunately I was unable to find what type of shotgun the husband, the doctor, had, but my guess would be it was probably a Benelli semi-auto 12-gauge as well. They're very capable shotguns and very popular. So they're hunting, and the dogs go on point. When dogs go on point, it says, here's a bird. I'm holding it here for you because the bird is not real certain if that dog has got it dead to rights or not, because the dog is not getting closer. So the bird is very likely to just hold still, hoping the dog will pass by. And the dog is saying to the human by its actions, here's a bird, come get it. Now it's your job, I've done my job. So what the hunter does is he comes up and moves the head of the dog, and that will usually flush the bird, it'll fly, and then he'll have a sporting chance to shoot it out of the air on a quick moving shot with his shotgun. And this was happening about 1 p.m. in the afternoon on October 11th. So he started to approach the area of the creek bottom where the dogs were pointing. So there are at least two dogs, and they were on point. And as he got closer, the wife laid her shotgun down on the ground and got her cell phone out to get video of the upcoming shooting. Nothing like putting a little pressure on the hubby, huh?
Sure.
So, yeah. And so she's getting ready to video it, and the husband looks down, you know, in the area where the dogs are pointing to, and he sees something brown down there, but he thinks it is a porcupine. Now, I have to admit, I've seen a lot of porcupines in Wisconsin, but in this part of Montana, there aren't a lot of trees, and I always associate porcupines with trees. But when I talked to the person from FWP, he said, oh, yeah, there's quite a few porcupines out there. Sometimes you'll just find them out on the prairie, trundling along, long ways from any trees. So I said, wow, that's kind of different. But he said, yeah, they're fairly common. So he thinks it's a porcupine down there. And he steps forward, and bam, this huge grizzly bear is charging at him right out of the brush. Now he's got a 12-gauge shotgun, and he's ready to shoot. Now, anybody who's hunted upland game with a shotgun knows that you often have to shoot very rapidly. I mean, you snap that gun to your shoulder, you know, and shoot. It's not like a rifle where you aim. You practice so that when that gun comes up to the shoulder, it's pointing where you intend it to be. You make a couple little bitty corrections, and in a fraction of a second, you get that shot off. And it's people who have shotgun munch can easily hit small targets at just a few yards away in a fraction of a second. That's the type of hunting it is. You don't have a lot of time. And this guy appears to have been practiced, because as we don't know how far away the bear was when they first noticed it, but it was probably very close. It was close enough that the wife dropped the cell phone, and she got a little bit of video of the dogs on point, and then the cell phone video shows sky and ground, and that's it. But the husband manages to get a shot off with the 12-gauge as the bear is coming right at him, and I think he probably hit it pretty good because the bear pulled him over and stomped on his leg as he went over the top of him and broke his lower leg. But then he went on beyond, not very far. He got beyond, and then he started turning around. He's probably seriously wounded at this point because he decides not to chomp up and reattack the husband. But he's turning around, and he's coming back, heading back into the brush, and he's getting pretty close to the husband. Well, when the husband is hit, I don't know for certain, but it's an explanation that makes a lot of sense. The long gun goes flying. This is pretty common in bear attacks, which is why I'm making this assumption. Because the bear, the shotgun's pointed at it, right? And it's coming at, so that one of the first thing it's going to hit is the barrel, the muzzle of that long gun. And it puts a lot of pressure on that long gun, usually tearing it out of the hunter's arms, and it goes flying to the ground someplace. But what the doctor, who's knocked down, stomped on, had his leg broken, bear goes over the top of him, he draws a 10-millimeter pistol that he has with him. And as the bear is coming around back, kind of heading toward him, but off a little to the one side as it goes by him, he fires a shot from the 10-millimeter.
Hang on right there, if you will. We'll get back on this when we get back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes.
If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Time on the firing line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten when we last left off. The good doctor with his broken leg had snapped a shot off with his 10mm at a bear.
Correct. And the bear is actually may have been a little bit past the doctor when the 10mm, when he fired the 10, and it goes back down into the brush. And so now we've got the doctor with a broken leg and his wife, and they actually call for help. Not surprising, and they get some first responders there, and they're taken away to the hospital. Now the people are gathered together, a team, to investigate this shooting. And it's just a few, it's actually a couple hours after it happened, and they get together eight members of federal, state, and local law enforcement types. And Dean, not wanting to surprise this bear and maybe get chomped themselves, they take some discretionary action and put up a little drone and look around for it. And they find it, and they see that the bear appears to be severely wounded. So they make the decision they're going to have to put the bear down, which makes sense. And the bear's already attacked a human, broken his leg, and showing that it has no regard for human life. So they approached this bear, and I was unable to determine exactly what the trigger was, but something happened. Maybe somebody said, there he is, or whatever, or the bear started to struggle to get up or whatever. But the eight responders all opened up on the bear, and they fired dozens of rounds at relatively close range. And that put the bear down. But it resulted in so many holes in the bear that there was no point in doing a necropsy. So my source was unable to say whether the bear was wounded with the shotgun or the 10 millimeter or both or where the wounds occurred. But I've done a little bit of experimental work and had some practical experience, and starting with when my father was, I was about 11, I think, 10, 11. My father explaining about how he had shot without hunting for meat, sort of like Jed Clampett, you know, hunting for food.
Right.
And he heard something or saw a little something step behind a tree. And here comes a deer. It was a doe in this case, moving toward him. Well, he only had birdshot and a shotgun. That won't kill a deer from very far off. But this deer came within 10 feet, and he snapped the shotgun to his shoulder. Pow! Shot to the head. He said it just munched, you know, just made the deer's brain case into jelly. And at very close range, that's what birdshot will do. It will create a massive wound. It acts a lot like a pre-fragmented slug at anything under about 15 feet. And we don't know how close the bear was precisely, but because the doctor only got off one shot, I suspect it was extremely close. It was likely within just a few feet of the doctor when he fired, because he didn't get a second shot off. And anybody who's hunted upland game knows that you are prepared and ready to fire multiple shots usually. I mean, with a double, it would be two. Some people hunt with a single shot, single barrel shotgun. And many hunt with pumps or semi-autos that can fire three or more shots. So it's just common to be able to shoot a second shot in a fraction of a second. And he only got one shot off. So I don't think he had that fraction of a second to get another shot before the shotgun was hit by the bear. That would mean that the shotgun was probably, when it fired, under 5 feet from the bear. At that range, birdshot is like in a 3/4 inch group. All the pellets are there. They reinforce each other, and they make a massive wound several inches to the interior of whatever they hit. So that very likely could have made the bear very sick, if not eventually killed it by itself. But then on the way coming around, when the bear stops just probably a few feet after running over the good doctor and breaking his leg, he's coming around and the doctor fired again. It was probably within a few yards. And while pistols are harder to be accurate with than shotguns, this doctor sounds like he knows what he was doing. I wouldn't be surprised if the pistol round hit him, and my source indicated that the doctor said something to the effect of behind or in the armpit or just behind the front leg of the bear. That's a really good place to hit a bear if you're trying to kill it. The heart is just, you know, maybe 10, 12 inches inside from that point. You're likely, the ribs are not nearly as big and tough as the shoulder bone. So it's a good place. And even if it was at more of an angle, very likely the 10 millimeter penetrated the thoracic cavity. That's where the lungs and heart are. And even if it only got one lung and not the heart, that would make for a very sick bear, which would was probably going to die in a matter of hours, if not a day or two. So that would explain why the bear was so ill when the responders found it there. But we don't know for sure because they didn't do a necropsy because it had dozens of holes in it from everybody opening up on it, which is not hard to understand. This bear was, they weighed it at 677 pounds. That is a very large inland grizzly. Yeah, you get these Kodiak bears that weigh 900, 1,000, 1,100, 1,200 pounds even. But they're the ones that eat salmon their entire life. They're on the coast. They're where they get lots of food available. And they said this bear was not super plumped up for fall yet. This happened on the 10th of or 11th of October. And so it didn't have a huge layer of fat. The source said that it was if the bear had been completely plumped up for the fall, it probably would have gone close to 900 pounds. So a very large boar grizzly bear. So there's a couple things that I would say, lessons we could take away from this. One is having your gun out and ready makes an enormous difference. And the doctor had his shotgun out and ready, and there have been several cases where grizzly bears have been killed by bird hunters with shotguns and birdshot, because it's a deadly, deadly projectile. at just a few feet distance. Now, you get beyond 15 feet, and it loses much of that effect because the pellets start to spread out. They don't reinforce one another. It can still be deadly with a larger shot size, and it's very deadly with buckshot. But birdshot, you've got to be really close. The other thing is you see why pistols, handguns, have advantages at close range defense against bears. Because that bear almost certainly hit the shotgun and it went flying, but he had his holstered pistol, and even though the bear was very close to him, he was able to get that pistol out and fire another shot probably in under 2 seconds. Now, we don't know for sure, but we know the bear bowls him over. It's probably severely wounded by the shotgun already and has decided not to go directly back at the doctor, but it passes by him at close range. And you can easily understand why he would fire, because we have numerous cases where bears mauled people, left, and came back and mauled them some more. It's not uncommon. So if you're in a fight with a bear for your life and you have a chance to shoot it, don't stop just because it's running away. It could easily be coming back to you in a little bit. So the 10 millimeter has a good reputation for stopping attacks by bears.
Well, we're about to run out of time, so we will pick this up on. We'll finish this on Friday. Is that cool with you?
That's very good, and I think we covered all the high points.
Well, there may be some new developments in any event. Thank you for joining me tonight.
Very good. It's always a pleasure.
Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.